This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? First day of the big dance, and we are live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw with a man, Rob Tribble. The BB, there's two B's in Rob, bad boy. So let's keep it online today. We don't need bail money. Start the show with a big hearty, hey, man. Got some regulars already. Not sure if these guys have jobs or they're just kind of hanging out. Or, hey, maybe they're just taking a long break and they'll get back to driving that truck or working on that load-bearing structure. We sure hope not. But do enjoy the party, man.
That certainly was a blanketed judgment on the clientele.
We got some good dudes. We ran into some of our listeners on the way in, man. So come grab some ice-cold brew. Hey Man's on draft.
It's extremely cold, by the way.
Our Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale. And Rob will be in today. Today we are at Kennesaw right off of Barrett Parkway. And on Friday's show, more tournament action. We'll give you the sights and the sounds, dare I say the smells, from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Going to be a lot of fun. You and I gave Rob a lift today up here. From the studios, and we were talking about this whole Ohtani thing, which Andy Randy was just talking about, the handoff.
Man.
So the number one player in baseball, the most identical athlete arguably right now in the sport, and for those, if you hadn't read or you've been under a rock the last 36, he has an interpreter who apparently embezzled $4.5 million in wire transfers from his bank account to a Southern California bookie.
Now, do we know this, though? See how, when it first came out, ESPN was told that Ohtani paid off $4.5 million of his gambling debts. Then Ohtani's reps say Ohtani is a victim of massive theft.
Yeah, I think somebody realized.
Then the interpreter recants everything.
Well, I think somebody in Ohtani's camp realized you can't have a professional baseball player paying off a bookie. They frown on that.
No,
you
they
know, the same thing.
They didn't bet on baseball. It's just college football, pro football, and international
the same
soccer.
Thing, the same reason the NFL enforces zero tolerance on that stuff. So that's the reason, because you want to keep it above board. That's why Pete Rose had to go through the mill, whether you think it's – like, don't get me wrong. He did screw up. It's time to put him in the Hall of Fame. He's paid his penance, but there's still a rule that everybody knows.
Does Pete Rose call a press conference today then?
Yeah. Why not?
Most opportunistic way.
Let me tell you something. As a kid, anytime – at first when I was a little kid, it was the Reds. Later, it was Phillies, Expos in between. Anytime Pete Rose was in town, it was like, wow, you can't miss that game. Mets when I was a kid were terrible. Just like when Pete Rose –
I got to see him 100
times. Come play the Braves
up
at Fulton County when the Braves – same thing, coincides in the 70s. And it was such a thing, man, because you knew you were seeing something special. And, look, we all know this guy worked his – took us off and was one of the greats of all time, paid his penance. But lately, and Carl and I have talked about this before, anybody ever been out in Vegas when Pete does a signing? There's no baseballs left for Pete Rose to sign.
Let's get Paul Giamatti on the phone and disparage his father.
Bart's heart was in the right place. There's a rule in every locker room, every clubhouse, every dugout. You can't bet on baseball, and that's why this Ohtani thing is going to take. This is going to mushroom into something bigger. Baseball's going to try.
Do you think it will though? Won't he be kind of maybe protective because he is one of the faces of the game? You know, different rules, there are different standards and rules that apply depending on what your stature is within a particular organization or sport.
But I'm with you as far as Pete. Maybe Pete should call a press conference.
Call it today, right now.
When you see Pete down doing these autograph sessions, there's nobody left for him to sign. He signed everything. I mean, it's one of those things you'd think it would be the values on those cards and baseballs just aren't there because the volume has been so crazy. Carl knows a lot of guys in the memorabilia business, but we'll find out where baseball goes. I think you would agree with me that nobody does a worse job of promoting its sport like baseball. Let's start the season in Seoul, Korea at 4 in the morning, and then we'll play some. Then we'll go back to playing some spring training games. Stupid.
That's dumb. And also, what is it with the – this has like been an emerging thing last few years. You play your opening game, then you have an off day the next day.
Right.
You don't have to ease into the season. You've been playing games continuously for the past month.
Well, we just saw Blake Snell just got signed by the Giants like 3 days ago. He said, I'm good to go for opening day. I mean, spring training – don't look, when I was a kid, if you're a Braves fan, you went down to West Palm back in the day or Fort Lauderdale,
West Palm.
You could do all those games. We used to go down the West Coast. You could knock out Phillies and the Cardinals and the Blue Jays and the Reds and the Mets.
Braves shared that facility with the Expos back then.
But it was a special time. But then as you look back at it, you say, do you really need a month and a half to get ready
to
play 162
games? Now, back then, you could argue they did because they spring training was devoted to getting in shape because they were selling insurance in the offseason.
Right.
They're in shape already.
Right, they were 2-pack-a-day guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I respect that.
Different ball game. We'll talk more about the situation with Ohtani coming up in the headlines later this hour. All right, brother, it is March Madness. I was talking about this with Chris and for Carl yesterday. Carl, again, he doesn't tell me, but I think he's out. Him and his boys do a Vegas trip for March Madness. A lot of guys go out there for this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Does it have the same juice?
The regular season certainly doesn't.
Right.
But just because this is so exhilarating because, you know, after football ends, it's kind of like, well, what am I going to do on the weekend now? Yeah, I know I can get a life and get out and go see things and smell the things. And
right.
It still does. It's still interesting because of that. And you always get those Cinderella teams, and you start to see some personalities emerge, which is why Indiana State should be in the tournament. We don't get to see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right, the chubby guy with the goggles that everybody was pulling for.
And they should not have been left out of the thing. That's what makes it interesting. And not to mention the fact you're mid-majors now. All those guys stick around for 4 years. Your top-tier programs, those guys are always leaving, one and done. So it makes for some interesting things. And especially if you did your KenPom analytics and metrics to figure out what your brackets are going to be, right?
Right. I still stand by my method, which is the animal kingdom. Whichever animal would eat the other animal in the animal kingdom. So in other words, if you got a – well, I'll make it brief. It's on Twitter at MikeBellATL. You got a bobcat. Bobcat would eat a cardinal.
Yeah.
You know. Tiger probably going to eat a dog, but again, it's not the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dogs. So that's why I've got the Huskies winning it all. I've got UConn repeating as national champs. But as we said, nobody cares about your bracket.
But what about the supernatural element of a blue devil, though?
Right now you're talking
the
supernatural.
Evil. Yes,
a volunteer has a gun which could take out anything in the animal kingdom except for a cyclone.
Yes,
because that's an act of nature.
Yeah. See,
but,
there you go.
But again, a dog, a husky, is smart enough to watch a weather report to hunker down and avoid the cyclone. See, it all comes together, Rob. It all comes together. Point is, we've never known less about the athletes in March Madness than we do today.
And it's amazing that actually, the women's game is actually a little bit more interesting because it's filled with personalities, like men's college basketball used to be with the coaches.
Right.
We have that charmingly ratchet Mulkey over there at LSU. We've got all these. Yeah, what's your name at Iowa? Caitlin Clark,
right.
Angel Reese. I mean, at least that's what college basketball used to have. And we don't even have the colorful coaches anymore for the most part.
Well, I mean, in the old days, you knew Georgia Tech's starting five. You know,
we did.
Now, Georgia back in the day.
And we knew that Bobby Crimmins would only play six guys.
Right. Ironically, Neek went to the NBA. Then Georgia goes to the
Then
final
Georgia
four.
Goes the following year, led by Vern Fleming. Yeah.
But that was something we talked about earlier. If you listen every week, we appreciate it. I just want to repeat this to our buddy Rob Tribble. But I was saying, when you have no skin in the game, you know, Georgia State hasn't been in the tournament in 2 years.
Nope.
Up the street here, Kennesaw State, Coach Abdul Rahim goes to USF. They lose a great coach because he's good, and now he's doing great things at USF. Georgia with Mike White's 2 years of nothing. And now you don't get 4 years because you got the transfer portal.
Yep.
And I do believe that Damon Stoudemire is going to do something, but as he said it repeatedly, wait till I get my guys in. Well, he's supposed to get his guys in next year. Then it makes it more interesting.
It makes it far more interesting. Absolutely. Right. But it's still just the nature of the tournament and what it means and the fact we're coming out of the doldrums of no football. And this indicates, the Masters are coming up. Opening day's coming up. Oh, boy, don't the Braves and Phillies have some juice based on what Brian Snitker was telling us, Steak Shapiro, today.
Right, about the fans behind the dugout and how they don't let the Philadelphia security at Link does not protect the players' wives and families. But we knew that because they're animals
in Philadelphia. You're in Philly. What do you want?
The worst experience, going back with my old man to Mets-Phillies games or Giants-Eagles games or Flyers-Rangers, they're animals. Nobody wears – you want the worst fans in sports? We'll give you the worst fans in sports because it's basically Baltimore with taller buildings. I mean, it's just a miserable place. Sorry if you're from Philly. That's why you live here. You're never going back home. But we'll play what Snitker had to say to the steakhouse. You'll hear that. And it's great to have Strider.
You don't have the crab cakes in Philly, though, Baltimore.
That's true. But the cheesesteaks are overrated. It's nonsense. But
are those two places the most overrated thing ever?
Correct.
It's like the Varsity in Atlanta being – it's way overrated.
I hate to say that, but the Varsity – I mean – when I lived in Midtown, maybe once in a while, coming back from a United played at Tech.
I like it for the nostalgia of it. If I go to a Georgia Tech football game, I'll
hard to find a good chili dog, though.
Yeah.
It is hard to find a good chili
dog. I'm not going to crap on it completely, but you know what I mean.
I see you get more use out of the Varsity in Athens on the way home. That would always be the late-night stop on the way back from Sanford. Hey, man, we got a big show for you. Speaking of the dogs, we're going to talk to Drew Butler. He's going to join us as part of the Dog Report, get his take. He always has strong opinions on the Falcons' moves as well. So Drew Butler at 4. Also coming up, we mentioned Matt Verderam. He writes for SI, senior NFL writer. Get his take on the Falcons' moves. It's kind of a slower period now, guys, with free agency because we don't really have the money to spend unless things are restructured. So now it's more about focusing on the draft. Hadn't worked with Rob in a minute, so I want to get his take on all the offseason moves. What are we going to do at 8?
No!
Yes, we're going to take – I'm with you. No, we're
don't
not.
Don't do that,
we're
no.
We're not going to do what we talked about yesterday. And if you missed it, we'll explain. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. All the TVs, the ice cold brew, the great food. Come on down, join the party. We're here till 7. It's Dukes and Bell with Rob on 92.9 The Game.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bell, our man, Rob Tribble, hanging out with us live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. We're going to be at Twin Peaks Buckhead tomorrow. Andy Rende started off the day here. Lots of fun and shenanigans. This hour of the show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Just in time for baseball season, or hey, just get ready for football season. Just tell your wife, woman, I want a new man cave. Go to mancavestore.com. You and I hadn't worked.
Well, if you had a wife.
Yeah, if you had a wife.
I did. I once did.
We always say we're going to be at Twin Peaks or downtown where guys are doing the show at the Cheetah. And not the show, we're just watching everything going down and providing shenanigans on stage at times. Chris is down there with our producers, and Abe and Bo Johnson giving a chance to have some fun.
They have their dress T-shirts on.
Right. So you can join that party or come on up. Either way, get your story straight with your wife, your cover story, and come down here or there. Again, this hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. I'd work with you in a minute. What do you think of the Falcon moves? Let's start with the big one. I love the Kirk Cousins move. I think we're the only city that would ever be thinking about Justin Fields because of the connection to Justin Fields. And
I was enamored by that, too, but clearly we've gotten the referendum on how they regard Justin Fields.
He wasn't even in the conversation.
Crazy.
No.
I didn't want a rookie with a first-year offensive coordinator and a,
right.
and a first-year
coach.
And
a complicated offense.
Yeah. So Kirk Cousins I'm fine with. I'm not worried about the Achilles. He doesn't rely on mobility anyway. And he's rehabbing the right way. It's not like he's sitting around waiting to heal. As long as you work out every other part of your body
right.
as you let the other part of it heal, you're going to be just fine and come back to 100%. There's nothing he hasn't seen on a football field. That's also good to know. I mean, I don't think we're going to have those ridiculous, jittery, impulsive Tourette's-type interceptions that we saw last year, right?
Right.
So I'm perfectly fine with that.
Well, I mean, we've had let's be honest, a giant zero at the most important position in the field.
Yes.
And as we said earlier, I mean, just to recap with Rob.
We won 11 games last year if we had Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, we won 11 games a year prior if we had Kirk Cousins. And it just, it's only because we have some portion of the fan base has a fixation with only one type of quarterback. And, like, I'm not rehashing that argument. It is what it is. The rest of the league, the other general managers, nobody wanting Justin Fields, and the fact that Steelers get him for a conditional six, fair or unfair, shows you what the perception of him is. And he goes to a team with an offensive coordinator who might not have wanted him in the first place in Atlanta. So not exactly the best-case scenario for him. And it doesn't mean his career is over by any stretch. He can get traction somewhere else, but it's not going to be easy by any stretch either.
He's going to make a lot of money as a backup.
Right.
What a great life to live. And he's not going to take as many hits, so he's going to have all of his marbles when he retires.
Look, if we had, you know, if the Cousins thing was not viable, had gone somewhere else, and you wanted to, if you felt you could get the most out of Fields, and they said that, I would be down with it. But they've told you they didn't.
I would have been all over it because I rooted with him because I just like I like the local kid
you laid
playing for his team, like Frank Gore, Brian McCann. Right. The list goes on and on. I like that story.
But it is where it's at because of 3 years and all the excuses in the world just didn't show you enough in the 3 years in Chicago, no matter whose fault it is, management, the O-line, the lack of skill position, or the fact that he's still not developing quickly enough to progressions, reads, making the best decisions with the football.
Well, I addressed this on a post I did last week talking about the rarely right, never in doubt faction of the fan base. If the Falcons signed Jesus as quarterback, they say, well, he hasn't won a playoff game. And I say, well, the Pharisees didn't block for him. And the Romans were dominating the league.
That's a good point. Pontius Pilate was a crappy GM.
Yes.
Yeah, there's just a lot of, no matter where you go in this town, there's always going to be that angle. And that's fine. I get it. I just want to see exciting football, to be relevant, to be in a playoff hunt. Last year, I told you, I didn't go to the Colts game. Because that Carolina game the week before was so pathetically embarrassing to lose that way, that terrible pick by Ritter, the one thing he couldn't do, to not even score a touchdown in that game. That's
what is
done.
It? We also had the hand grenade toss the year before.
Yeah, Carl and I were there for that live in person.
I know you were.
Never seen that before where, literally a two dozen Carolina fans turn around and look at us like, what the blank was that? Yeah, exactly.
Ohtani's interpreter got to Ritter before the game and said, hey, can you help me out a little bit here?
So in this case, we're moving forward with a guy that is the best available QB with a bunch of weapons. Now, I don't know Darnell Mooney from Adam. Had to go back and look at his numbers in Chicago.
Right.
Had one great year. We add speed. We do get a wide receiver in the trade for Ritter, which is great. Because it's just the fact
offensively
you got,
not a good situation in Chicago as a quarterback or a skilled player.
But
chaotic.
We emulate a little bit right now what the Rams are trying to do. We had to have some over-the-top kind of guys, the speed element. So we're more suited for what you want to do, what Zach Robinson does in a Rams-type offense. But the question yesterday got to be, because Marvin Harrison blew off working out at the pro day.
No, absolutely not.
I got to go edge rush. I'll even go corner. I'll even go Joe Alt, the lineman, before I go wide receiver.
Right. I think Alt's not going to be available at 8, though, right? He's going to be gone. What is he, 6'9"?
Yeah, they say he's the ultimate plug-and-play. Just like with Lindstrom out of BC, it was guard.
Right,
this guy's going to be somebody's tackle for 15 years, and you know what you're getting.
I know we need to book in the corner with AJ. I understand that, but I really want an edge guy. We've had very few of them in my tenure in this city.
And it just becomes interesting that Marvin Harrison, and again, it's a unique scenario. You'd have to thread the needle of events for it to happen where a bunch of GMs go, I'm not – how could you not be sold the tape? See, he's basically saying my tape speaks for itself. Now, if you put him out there, here's the thing. If he runs like a 4.47. And all of a sudden, now you're going to take Roma Dunze over him? Or is it neighbors?
Isn't that overrated, though? Because a lot of Jerry Rice wasn't known for his 40 speed. He has in-game speed, though. It's football speed.
Correct.
It's just another thing entirely.
Right.
And the Cousins thing works for me because think about this. Most of your most valuable skill position players, they're under 24 years old. And then you bring Uncle Kirk in there to kind of shepherd them along. It's going to be great.
Maximize the talent before, you know, eventually you're going to have some hard decisions to make. That's why we can't give you nice things.
I know. Well, I just got excited.
Try not to spill around the electric equipment, for crying out loud.
Well, there wasn't much left in that one because I got a new one.
They're going to take it out of your paycheck, like Tom Cruise in Top Gun. You had to pay off that F-14.
Can we hit some freaking headlines, please?
Hey, man, that's coming. No, see? You got to read your sheet, pal. That's the third segment.
Oh, damn
it. I'm giving you a chance to blow
me. Okay, fine. Because I had this other thing I really want to get to.
You're going to get to it, Paul. You got 5 hours. Big show.
I've got so many things on my mind, my racing thoughts right now. I can't.
Your mind is a ripple of thought.
I haven't been on the air in a while. I haven't been on the air in like in a week and a half. So I've got some things. I've got some axes to grind. Reckoning today,
Michael. Well, pace yourself, Grasshopper. Don't get me fired in the process. Yeah, some guys feel Malik Nabers is just as good as Marvin Harrison Jr., and that will be interesting to see if it becomes a thing. If Harrison Jr. doesn't do private workouts for teams, then you got to say, well, what the hell is going on here?
Who's the guy that Steve Smith, former receiver, he loves that guy from, was it Western Kentucky?
That's like the fourth best receiver.
Yeah, and he goes, this guy's going to be the steal of the draft. I would rather devote that to maybe someone like him. I mean, if you get an embarrassment of riches at skill position, there's going to be some people that are starving, not going to get the ball enough, and that's going to create some issues as well, I would think.
I just know that this team has played lip service. That's what we talked about yesterday, to the edge rush position for so many years.
Yep.
And it was funny because I got people all bananas, and it wasn't my intention, but, you know, hey, guys going to react the way they react. It was about you go to the 11 draft, and you had J.J. Watt, Vaughn Miller.
Yes.
And I went through the litany of guys that were there.
Yep.
Cameron Jordan, Cam Haywood, Ironhead's son, who plays for the Steelers. Alden Smith, who were getting a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Ryan Kerrigan, who played for the Commanders, then the Redskins. So if you had gotten – now, here's the thing. Julio Jones and J.J. Watt are both first-ballot Hall of Famers.
Yep.
Neither one has a Super Bowl ring.
Nope.
Julio made the catch, which should have ensured us one. But the idea is, and all I was saying, this wasn't like an argument about Julio. It was about the concept of offense versus defense.
Oh, did you rile up the Julio fanboys
correct.
Again? They are always lying in wait.
Yes.
They're like the Bayhive.
Yes, exactamundo. But, look, as I just said, no one debates Julio's greatness. I just wish Matt and him could have created more touchdowns in the red zone.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. He's still going in Canton on the first ballot once he decides to retire. But it's just a great debate. Teams, and you can look it up. High-paid wide receivers versus high-paid defensive ends. Who gets more Super Bowl rings? The thing with Julio, it's again, not about Julio. I'm just saying it's the philosophy of offense versus defense. Dimitroff, after losing to the Packers in 2010, we're not going to try to stop an offensive team. We're going to outscore an offensive team.
Yeah.
As opposed to teams who felt the other way. And that's the debate. I know it's a throwing league, still is, but you've still seen every team that
won. Well, that eventually worked,
don't
it?
Every team that's won a Super Bowl, every team that's gone to the conference championship the last 5 years, they all got pass rush. And we never have pass rush.
Are you doing the old adage that defense wins championships?
Well, at some point, you got to have some. I mean, Kansas City had more drops than anybody.
They did.
They've also got Patrick Mahomes. But when it came time for the Super Bowl, they got the best defense and got after it.
They did. Isn't that amazing how Kansas City, because I just thought, wow, they're going to be like a first playoff game.
Kansas City went on the road to Buffalo and Baltimore and won. Because of their freaking defense.
Their defense.
But nobody wants – everything's a Madden game. Wants a 45-point dial to score. That's the philosophical argument about why, hell no, I'm not going after Marvin Harrison. The only problem is, Rob, is if our personnel department looks at Dallas Turner from Alabama or Jared Verse, and they've got them as like the 11th and 12th best people, and they've got Marvin Harrison as the best athlete, number one in the draft, in which case –
that notion.
Bingo. Because, well, we've done it three times in the
done
past.
It three times in a row.
Right.
And that's the old adage, do you go draft by need or the best player available? I've always thought need. I mean, what if you have something satisfactory in the position that you want to draft that guy for? He might be a little better, but what if you're solid at that position? It's not an area of concern.
Do we win the Super Bowl?
Your area of concerns and your shortcomings are what
in
your season.
2016, the year before 2015, we drafted Vic Beasley. We had a need for edge rush. He had a solid numbers coming out of Clemson. But the next guy selected one that later was Todd Gurley.
Yep.
Does Todd Gurley put you in the – do you win the Super Bowl? Because Vic Beasley has 15 and a half sacks the 2016 year, go to the Super Bowl. Granted, the defense, of course, got chewed up in the second half. So that's why I like this.
Well, it's because they were languishing on the field for seemingly a week and a half.
It's a great argument. But, yeah, real quick, you were mentioning the wide receivers. I don't want to not mention the dude. You were talking about the guy that Steve Smith really likes.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of wide receivers right now. It's a very deep wide receiver class.
It's probably the deepest I've seen in a decade.
But I can't find the kid you were talking about from Western Kentucky. But there is a dude. that's out there. That's,
he's a small guy, but he's he gets the yak yards. You can say he didn't play against very good competition, but he dominated who he did play, and you can see. And I would trust.
And the same thing goes if we're in the second round and we go edge rush and Ladd McConkey's there. Don't I still have to go corner?
I would think so. Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a big hue and cry for Ladd McConkey.
I like how they supplemented the wide receiver room within the last couple of weeks. You got a couple of guys. You got the speedy guy. You got the guy from Chicago. I want defense. I mean, defense let us down ultimately last year.
Did.
Ultimately.
Three games.
Yep.
Five games from the quarterback, three games from the defense. We'll come back. We got plenty more to dive into. This hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave. Visit mancavestore.com or go visit them off of 85 up in Gwinnett. Great spot. We're live at Twin Peaks. When we come back, Rob's got some things he wants to get off his chest, and it'll probably get somebody in trouble. And the headlines next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, man, tournament time. We're live at Twin Peaks. Yep, here in Kennesaw, watching Long Beach State going up against Arizona, a 2-15 battle. The AD for Long Beach State saying, no, we fired the coach because we wanted to motivate the players and stuff. Really?
Talking about Dan Monson, I loved his remarks in our press conference. I feel like George Costanza on that episode of Seinfeld when he got fired, he just kept showing up anyway.
Right. I mean, they fire the dude, and he's making a run. I'd love to see it happen. You got to figure that Arizona.
That might be my horse to ride since we have no local affiliates in the NCAA tournament.
Arizona will probably pull it away in the second half, but right now, Long Beach State is up by one, which is fun. Don't forget, guys, our crew's also down at the Cheetah if you're down in the downtown or midtown area to watch some hoops. Real quick, just some housekeeping. Rob, we were talking earlier about wide receivers. I say if you want to get another wide receiver, you go do it in the later rounds. It's such a deep wide receiver class. Thanks to a couple of our listeners, Jason Cochran. And who else? We got a couple guys that called. And Ashley White, you get producer credits for telling us the name of the dude you were referencing. Steve Smith says Malachi Corley.
Yes.
5'11", 200-pounder out of Western Kentucky. Could be the steal of the draft as a yard. He's known as the yard after catch king.
It's funny when you get to be my age or our age. I can remember very, very specific things from 20 years ago, but I can't remember what I had for breakfast. That's why names escape me.
Yeah, I've started doing the memory pills. Not working. We'll work on that later.
You'll be hiding your own Easter eggs for
later in the program. I will say this, though. Our buddies at the Georgia Hemp Company, some of those things you can buy over the counter, man, does that help my golf game.
It calmed you down, didn't it?
It mellows me out, gets me to a good rhythm.
You got the jitters out. Yeah,
you listen to the show. You know, I talk a mile a minute. I'm hyper. So when you're playing golf, you got to chill and just, and that
find
just.
Find your center.
Everything's so green. I'm just finding your happy place.
You wrote like five songs that day, too, didn't you?
And on that note, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
And they're brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Hey, man, Brian Snitker was on the Steakhouse. We're going to play some cuts from you a little bit later, basically saying just how tough mentally. And, it is just to play in Philly. It's more than what you got to do on the field. The crowd can get in your cabeza. On top of you in that dugout.
Well, think about the typical Philadelphia male sports fan.
Right.
I mean, think about mouth-breathing troglodyte, numerous failed relationships, a toxic personality, and he's going to have a poorly attended funeral. There
right.
you go.
Look, I've been to Philly a million times. When you have nothing to live for, yep. when you live in a miserable place, then you then take the sports teams. That is your identity.
Yep.
Here in Atlanta, one of the things, you know, people think we're a bad sports town. No, we're just happier. So
happier.
We don't we when we lose, we get upset. But and I'm not saying it's a right or wrong way. You root how you root. But I'm never.
No, there is a right or
but
wrong.
But I'm never going to
be
so angry when a guy comes in to start dropping F bombs in front of a kid wearing an opposing team's jersey.
Yeah.
You know, or take a swing at a guy. You know, and this because we're just better than that here. Because we're better people.
Just better people.
Here's Snicker on how they're awful people in Philly. Take a listen.
You know what? It's that Philly where we're going. That is by far the most hostile crowd. I know after the playoffs last year, my wife's like, I don't care what you guys are doing. I'm not going back there.
Wow.
You know, so, and you know what? It's surprisingly, our fans travel unbelievable. We have a huge number in Colorado when we go out there for whatever reason. There are tons of Braves fans there. And pretty much every, I'll be honest with you, everywhere we go, there's a lot of Braves fans.
Yeah.
And it's part of that, I say it all the time that Braves country cuts a big swath across the United States, and we see it all the time. Yeah, it's rough there.
A testament.
And they don't seem to mind either, quite honestly. I mean, it was rough on them all last year, you know, to the point that, you know, is concerning.
Talking about Philly fans there, and again, I was going to say a testament to the power of the old Superstation.
Oh, yeah, Ted Turner, yeah.
And that's why before there were Rockies, the only way, if you're in the Midwest, beyond St. Louis or Kansas City, the Braves were your team.
Well, you know, 60 Minutes, it's like back in like 70, late 70s when Superstation really mm-hmm. started getting its legs. 60 Minutes did a report on these fans. I can't remember the city. It was like, might as well have been,
right.
you know, Butte, Montana. And they were rabid Braves fans because of the Superstation. And that's
right.
why, and it's been passed on from generation to generation. The Braves have been mostly good, so it's maintained itself.
Same way we were down there last year right before the All-Star break. We rented a place on a beach down in Bradenton. We went to Tropicana Field. It was Wade Boggs retiring his jersey, and there's 20,000 Braves fans there. I mean, it was kind of surreal.
Remember when the Yankees beat the Braves in the World Series and Wade Boggs riding on the back of the police horse with the that was a kind of a
and Red
bad
Sox,
look.
Red Sox fans just want to literally take a flight down to New York and choke him out over that. But they had not won one at that point. Hey, man, the headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. You know that quote will go to Philly, and that will they'll be talking about that on our sister station, IP, in Philly, because they live for that stuff. I mean, it's the fellowship of the miserable in Philadelphia.
Because we've owned you the last 2 years in the
playoffs. Well, they have, and that's why, you know, I'd love to go up there, take the series, set the tone. Strider gets the start because he's the best pitcher on the Braves staff. Freed gets the home opener against the Diamondbacks a few days later. So, going to be a lot of fun. I believe we're going to be at Murph's for the home opener.
I'm telling you, it's going to be chippy. There's going to be... The dugouts are going to clear in that series with the Phillies.
No, they won't, because I'd like to think they would. I said what Arcia should have done as Bryce Harper was rounding the bases, mean mugging him, just walk over, take the suspension, pow, go Bud Harrelson on Pete Rose.
Damn right.
But we didn't. We sat there and we said, well, that was a private conversation. Shouldn't have been, you know, disseminated in the media. And we looked like
Arcia was just a bigger man. No, don't be the bigger man.
We say this every day. Philly, use that nonsense as a rallying cry. So for baseball nerds out there that want to talk about whip and war and all that, sometimes there's things that you can't quantify. I say it every day on the show. That was momentum created by a BS situation that you let another team take over.
Yep. And this rivalry has so much juice now. It's fun.
Right.
I mean, we kind of hate the Mets, but we've owned the Mets.
Yeah, they're not even a factor.
No.
Philly is the gatekeeper
that's
right now.
That's the villain. It really started in 93 with that series.
I
hated them. Oh, I hated them.
I said it last week. I don't even care if we win the division. Just get hot at the right time.
Yep.
This break in the action seems to be the Braves' undoing. Bobby Cox struggled in those five games and those NLDSs when we were one of the best three, say like right now, one of the best teams in baseball. We couldn't get to the NLCS. One more from Snit. Here's Brian Snicker on Spencer Strider. Now, I know he's lost two games in the playoffs, but he's undefeated in the regular season up in Philly. Here's Snit on starting Strider.
We have two or three of them that I don't think it would have been a wrong choice, honestly. And his body of work last year, to me, it warranted opening day.
Well, Strider's job is to give you a chance to win. He did. He gave up that three-run homer in the sixth inning, but you hadn't scored all night, so that really puts you behind the eight ball. So I understand that.
Hey, man, headlines here. The other story yesterday was nothing happening in Columbus. We'll get to Marvin Harrison. But we did get to see Caleb Williams. And unlike a couple years ago when we got to see Zach Wilson make that unbelievable throw, which everybody went gaga over in his pro day. I mean, only thing I saw of Zach Wilson was him lose to Coastal Carolina, granted on short notice when they put that game together. But everybody going bananas about Caleb Williams basically throwing the ball 80 yards on a dime.
Ooh, isn't that great?
But you combine that with a Heisman Trophy winning season and the fact that he has been money, I liken it to the Mike Vick thing. Don't look at Vick. No one thought about Vick's last year at Virginia Tech. It was the year that he almost beat Florida State in the Sugar Bowl. Caleb Williams, the team stunk around him last year.
Yeah.
And the year before, obviously, he shows you he's the dude. Here's Caleb Williams about, you know, man, I go sweat. I don't like running.
I don't like running unless I have to.
That's fair. You don't like running.
Yeah. I do not like running. It may look like it, but I don't like running. I like throwing the ball to my receivers, letting them, you know, letting all of us have fun. It's a lot more fun to be able to throw a 20-yard dagger route to my ex receiver and let them eat up down the middle of the field.
Speaking of Colin Cowherd on FS1, the workout that was all scripted by the Rams, a lot of stuff where he's under grip, taking the ball from under the center and working out of the pocket, showing you that he's
because
NFL
most college
ready.
Quarterbacks don't work from under center,
right? So that's about, I mean, look, I like the kid. I got nothing against him.
I don't know.
I like Jaden Daniels.
I do too. That's who I like. But what does it mean though?
I mean, that is
the most inexact science there is.
Jaden Daniels is going to have to learn how to get out of bounds or take a hit and learn how to slide because unless he puts size on, he just takes too much big. I love the guy's style, but he takes too much contact.
I wonder how it's going to rear its ugly head. All this NIL money, how many players are going to come in entitled, complacent, fat and happy? They're going to lose that edge. I think it's going to cause a lot of players to lose their edge, I would think.
Right. Here's one more from Caleb Williams about going to Chicago. What's it all about?
I think he's going to another big city. I've heard that they love football, so if that's the place, I'm excited for that. The fans love football. It's one of the biggest things that I care about is a place that cares. You know, if that was the place, I'd be excited.
So you add Keenan Allen to the mix, right? Pretty sweet. And then there's the chance the Bears, who've got another pick, go get a great wide receiver for him, and now he's going to work. Meanwhile, Justin Fields like, I could have used that.
I do. Thanks.
Right. Here's Marvin Harrison Sr. on why he's advised Marvin Harrison Jr. to rest before the draft.
It's been a very restful process. It's something we took into consideration from day one, which was, you know, how are we going to prepare for the 2024 NFL season? And I sat down, talked to Junior. I said, listen, we can do one of two things. You can pitch yourself in the realm of an NFL player now and prepare for the future, or you can get ready to do things that everyone else is doing. And when I explained it to him, we said that, look, when you're a rookie coming in this league, and after you've been playing 3 or 4 years of college football, it's kind of tough to maintain and be strong and have a great, you know, rookie season.
It's glad to see him use his words and not weaponry.
Will you stop? The incident at the car wash. You know, why are you going to play that card? The guy's a Hall of Famer. Marvin Harrison never put a foot wrong in his career in the NFL. Somebody, you know, you don't want nothing, won't be nothing. You know, you're being a jerk.
Jerk.
It's hard to run a car wash. I worked at a car wash when I was in high school.
Especially in that neighborhood. Are you kidding me?
But in the case of Junior, is that a bunch of nonsense? I don't know. He's shown you he's the number one guy. I look at him again. You look at Caleb Williams' body of work. Who was the best player on the field against Georgia in the semifinal game before he got knocked out of the game? Was Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
So I think you don't overthink it, and I don't think I do believe that some general managers might try to play this game and play this card of, well, we like Malik Nabers better just for leverage. Maybe they can pump something out of it. Maybe drop down and still get Harrison. Whenever you hear somebody talking smack about somebody, it's so they can benefit from it.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
So I still think he's the number one wide receiver, and we would never even have a chance at him at 8.
No. Do not want him at 8.
Not at all. Hey, man, headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. We got an NFL blitz coming up. We're live, guys. Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. We got the most beautiful servers. And, again, I do it every week. If you're a middle-aged guy going through a divorce, pattern baldness, maybe about 30 pounds overweight, bad credit, that's the dream man. For the ladies working here at Twin Peaks. And they want to hear all about it. So come on down. And I apologize if you heard that same joke now some 2 dozen times. Live at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw.
Never not be funny.
Watching the tourney, it's Triple In for Carl on Dukes of Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.